We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know him as a Pro Football Focus analyst. He's the co-host of the Pro Football Focus podcast. The great Eric Eager joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Eric, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, Nick, Dustin, good to be on. I know Steve's 6'10". I'm about 7 inches shorter than that, but hopefully I can add that in the analysis here.
I'd take 6'3 all day, every day.
I mean, it's not 6'4". You know, I've been 6'4 for a while now.
Excuse me. But, I'm 5'11 in change.
Well, that seems like a you problem. Me and Eric out here having to shop in the big and tall, getting that XLT life going on. Listen, I can't apologize for it.
No, I'm jealous.
Eric, now that the schedule's out, I was listening to the Pro Football Focus Forecast podcast, and I heard you guys really talk about how that allows the simulations to really get an accurate view of 2022 and what it looks like for every team. So I wanted to start with how, now that we have the schedule in place, how do the Pro Football Focus simulations view this Browns team?
Yeah, it's a little bit, obviously, complicated because of the quarterback, right? Well, you know, you get in a pretty good quarterback, and you don't know how often he's going to play. But, you know, I think relative to last year, though, you know, many people viewed Baker Mayfield, not necessarily similar to Deshaun Watson, but within the same ballpark. The question is how big of an upgrade is it, and how many games are you going to be able to deal with that upgrade? Our simulation kind of puts them, because we're kind of assuming 6 to 8 games of a suspension. We have Cleveland with basically 9 wins on average, and about a 48% chance to make the playoffs, and a 2.5% chance to win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think a lot of Cleveland fans would be disappointed in those numbers, but this is a really, really tough AFC, and frankly, a really tough AFC North, a North that, you know, Cincinnati's pretty good. Baltimore, I think, will bounce back, and even Pittsburgh plays hard for Mike Tomlin.
When you look at this division, you know, we've talked to multiple analysts around the country over the last couple of weeks, and you know, some people think the Ravens are the front runner. Some people think the Bengals, you know, because the division goes through them. They were in the Super Bowl last year. Where do you see this division going? Does it go through Baltimore? Does it go through Cincinnati or Cleveland?
I think if you can assume 17 games out of Deshaun Watson, it probably should go through Cleveland. They're the favorites in the markets. I thought last year, from player 2 to 53, they were better than most teams in the league and most teams in the AFC. They were just held back by an injured and ineffective quarterback. They have a great head coach, in my opinion, in Kevin Stefanski. You look at the rest of the teams, I think Cincinnati, great quarterback. I don't think they have as good of a coach. They don't have as good of a defense at a stars level. They have a pretty good defense from just all 11 players are pretty good kind of situation. But they're also a team that, they only won 10 games, right? And if Ryan Tannehill, completes a few passes in that divisional round game, we're not really talking about them this time. The Ravens lost their last 6 games last year. All but one were by 3 points or less. Their 4 biggest cap hits this year, Marlon Humphrey, Ronnie Stanley, Lamar Jackson, and Marcus Peters, all missed half the season or more last year. So they get those guys back. They got a great coach in John Harbaugh, and they got Mike McDonald, coming over from Michigan to be the defensive coordinator after he had a great year there. So, to me, I think it's you know, the Ravens probably have the best chance of those two teams of being a Super Bowl contender. But I also think they have the biggest bust potential because Lamar Jackson is one of the more, you know, wildly varying quarterbacks in the league. He could be the MVP, but as Cleveland fans have seen in some games, he can also be not quite as good and really hold that offense back.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus analyst with Nick and Dustin here. All guests appear on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So looking to the Deshaun factor, you mentioned you kind of factored in the simulation 6 to 8 game suspension. If we went to a 4 game suspension versus an 8 game suspension for Deshaun in Cleveland, what's the difference like that in terms of win probability for Cleveland?
Yeah, you're probably so. The difference between Jacoby Brissett, who I would consider about half a point better than a replacement level quarterback on a neutral field, I'd put Deshaun Watson probably around 6 points better. Just for scale, you know, Mahomes and those guys are about 7.5 points better than a replacement quarterback on a neutral field. So, you know, you got 6 points there. 6 points, you know, 30, it's 38 points or so, you know, per win. So it's about, you know, you're looking at, you know, anywhere from, in the simulation sense, a third of a win or so added to that. Now, if he doesn't get suspended for any games, then you're talking about basically a full win, and you would see at Vegas their season win total bump up by a full win.
Eric, looking to Baker Mayfield, the quarterback they have yet to trade or release, but we assume that's going to happen. That two of the places he's been linked to, Seattle and Carolina, how much of a difference from that win total would Baker Mayfield mean for either one of those teams?
Yeah, so Baker Mayfield at his best for the Cleveland Browns is about a 3-win player over the course of a 16-game season. Last year is more like 1 win. So if you replace Mayfield last year with a practice squad player, the Browns probably would have won only 7 games, which sort of speaks to the really the value of their roster. So I'd probably split the difference there, make him a 2-win player. And then, you know, a guy like Drew Locke or a guy like Sam Darnold is right around replacement player, maybe a little bit better. So I think it'd be a win and a half or so, assuming Baker was healthy.
All right, Eric, looking to the rest of this roster. Eric, what do you think is the strength of this Browns roster beyond getting to the quarterback position to Deshaun Watson?
I think, you know, Cleveland, it's underrated, but they, you know, ever since the Freddie Kitchens year, they really went out of their way to make sure that this was true about them. I mean, they're just really good at the line of scrimmage, right? So you look at Bitonio as one of the best players in the NFL. Teller's really good. You know, Willis and Conklin are good tackles. You know, and then on the defensive side of the ball now, there's a question as to whether or not they get Clowney back. But, you know, get Myles Garrett is one of the best players in all of football. So they're really good at the line of scrimmage. And that really sets up what they're able to do in the running game with Nick Chubb and to a lesser extent Kareem Hunt. You know, basically, you know, opposing defenses, when you look at like the tracking data and stuff like that, bit on Cleveland's play action more than all but 3 teams in the NFL. So, you know, that sort of underscores how bad Baker was, because anytime they ran play action, the other team was in a compromised position and he wasn't able to take advantage of it. But you know, that them being able to set the tone at the line of scrimmage on the offensive side of the ball and being able to run really sets them up for what they want to do in the passing game.
Eric, the Browns are reportedly interested in signing David Njoku to a multi-year extension. He's been franchise tagged, and the numbers that we're hearing is in the range of $13 million a year, which would put him in the category of the top 5 paid tight end in football for a guy who's done relatively nothing since he's been here. I think it's kind of crazy. They must be betting on Deshaun making him a lot better. What do you think about that idea of paying Njoku that much money?
Well, you know, tight ends, it's hard because he's a first-round tight end. You think about the first-round tight ends often are their better selves on their second contract, right? So, like, Eric Ebron was a bust with the Lions. He was okay with the Colts and Pittsburgh. You know, Jared Cook has been in the league for decades now. It feels like he was terrible at first, you know, so on and so forth. You're looking at a guy who's less than 26 years old. He'll be 26 around in July. First-round pick has shown flashes. And this is purely a traits-based approach. He has not produced commensurate with where they drafted him or commensurate with what they would pay him in this case, but they're looking at the history of the league and saying, okay, that's a position where, you know, it's physicality is just so much different than it is in college. You have to learn how to block you, but you also have to learn how to run patterns against, you know, linebackers and safeties in the league, which can be really physical. So oftentimes these guys emerge when they're later on in their career, and I think the Browns are just sort of probably betting on that. It's a little bit of a gamble, but given his athleticism and given you know, what we've seen out of him at his best, it might not be the worst gamble in the world.
Eric, I heard you on the 2 Deep podcast. You were ranking NFL head coaches. After a down year in Cleveland, where do you rank Kevin Stefanski amongst the other NFL coaches?
I put him around 10. Third tier maybe. I like him a lot. I have a lot of friends who work in the Vikings organization who, when he moved on to Cleveland, he said, you know, they said, look, this is a great person. This is a great culture guy. You know, I know the stuff with Deshaun Watson, that's complicated, and, you know, he might not necessarily have had, you know, much of the decision-making process there. So I reserve judgment, I guess, on him in that situation. But, you know, everybody that I've heard of, you know, heard talk about him really, you know, thinks the world of him. And the on-field sort of increase in the Brown Straits have been, you know, unquestioned, right? So I like him. I think, you know, he'll have to adjust his offense a little this year because for the first time in his coaching career, he has a plus talent at the quarterback position. And we'll see how he does that because I think a lot of guys actually struggle when they get a quarterback who's good, really good, because, you know, a lot of these guys are control freaks and oftentimes prefer the Kirk Cousins and the Baker Mayfields of the world because they can control them.
Eric, one final question, my guy. We got about 60 to 75 seconds here. How many true AFC title contenders do you see at this moment?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I think, you know, obviously Buffalo is the favorite. I think that they're deservedly so. Kansas City's taking a step back, but I think they'll still be in the mix. So there you have two. If I look at, let me look at the rest of the odds. So I have them in front of me. You know, the Chargers, the Broncos, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, that's probably where I stop. I don't think the Colts or anybody out of the AFC South is really a contender this year. So however many that is, five, let's go with that.
You are the math guy, so I'll trust you on the five thing. Follow this man on Twitter right now, at @PFF_Eric. And again, all guests appear on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Eric, great stuff, man. Really do appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.